Dude, I absolutely insist that you go out now rather than later. Because you don't know what the traffic's gonna be like. And, I mean, honestly, if you go by history, it's better to go now and then have to deal with the traffic coming back instead of having to deal with the traffic both ways. I mean, you know it's a 20-minute ride going back and forth. It's a shame that the food's gonna be cold when you come back, but thank God we have an air fryer. And that food's way too good to pass up. We have to show your friend it. He's gonna be obsessed just like us. Oh, wait. You should stay on the couch. I can keep your friend company. Picking up that food is a one-man job. And besides, with how that food smells when warm, he may want to take a bite just a little bit early, and we can't have that. I can assure you, he's in safe hands. You have nothing to worry about. I can keep him company, and I can keep him entertained. You know me. No funny business? Psh. Ye of little faith, you know I would never do anything weird ever in my whole life. Now get going. You just called in the order. It'll be done soon. You're wasting time, and you need to get back here before that traffic jam begins, most likely. Okay? Everything's gonna be fine. Okay, yeah, now go. Leave. Bye. Finally. Sheesh. I thought he'd never go. My brother can be so stubborn, I swear. When I say I'm going to keep someone entertained, I mean what I say. And I haven't failed once. And I'm certainly not going to fail with you. Curiosity. How did you two even meet? Mutual classes. Fair. I can understand that. After having to be forced to talk to him every single day, I can see how he can rub off on other people. He's not that bad. But siblings like to take jabs at each other every now and again. It's kind of like a rule, at least in our family. Well, with that being said, I'm positive that you and I will get along very well. If you like my brother, you'll like me. And I can do a little bit more than he can. You know, in terms of entertaining you tonight. Well, for example, he's gone and I'm here, so I'm already one-upping him as we speak. Okay, good, I got a smile out of you. That's positive. Let's see if I can keep that up. By the end of this night, you're going to have expanded your friendship circle. Of course, with how my brother talks about you all the time, you seem like a cool guy to be around. What? Do you not want to be friends with me? Oh, don't get all scared. I'm just yanking your chain. I know you don't mean anything bad by that. I just like to have a little bit of fun. At your expense. So I am positive my brother told you, but just in case, once he brings back the food, we're going to be watching a movie called The Wandering Earth. Have you ever heard of it before? Well, this will be my fourth time watching it, and personally, I really, really like it. If you're curious about it, and without me giving any spoilers, it's pretty much exactly what the title says. It's just a wandering earth. It's like the apocalypse with extra steps. Speaking of wandering, what are your eyes doing right now? Hey, don't look away. Look back. Don't be afraid. Where were you looking just now? Do I have something on my lips? I thought I put enough chapstick on. Are they flaky? Oh, you were looking further down? You like my shirt, yeah? I do get a lot of compliments on it. And with how it hugs my body, seems to compliment me really well. Hey, I'm not dumb. I know you're looking at my chest. Oh, don't turn red now. This is fun. I did want to play around with you at first, but that's no fun. I want to get straight into the meat. I remained wholesome for long enough, I think. So, how about you and I have some fun? I mean, would you rather me talk about the movie or experiment? I mean, I could probably do both, but I think you would start getting distracted. Which would be even more entertaining now that I think about it. Oh, I should probably explain to you what I mean about experiment, shouldn't I? Well, I've never been too good at explaining. I'm much better showing you, physically. So we're gonna make this into a fun little game. You're going to learn a lot of fun and lewd things from me. So, this is how we're gonna do things. I'm going to ask you a question. If you have never done what I've asked of you, I'll do it for you. Or I'll do it with you, I should say. Okay? Yes, I insist we play this. There's no harm in anything that we're doing. We're just two friends wanting to have fun, right? Yeah, you're my new friend. So let's have fun with each other. I'll start off easy. Let's see. Have you ever held hands with someone that is not your family member? No? Give me your hand then. Come on. Ooh, your hands are really sweaty. Oh, come on. There's nothing to be scared of. I just want to make you feel good. It is the duty of a friend to help another friend feel good, right? Exactly. There's no harm in it. Now, have you ever interlocked fingers with somebody else? Okay, spread out your fingers like this. And then move it down, like that. And look at that. We're properly holding hands. See? This isn't so hard. Just remain calm. Have you ever given someone a hug before? The type of hug I'm talking about. No family, no close friends. In a romantic way. Then I'll be your first. Oh, where do you think you're going? You don't need to get up. You sit right there. I'll be the one coming towards you. At a certain point, with the questions I want to ask you, sitting on this side of the couch is going to become very annoying. So why not just sit on top of you? I think you'll be pretty comfortable, and really, there's nothing weird about that. Sitting on someone else's lap is perfectly fine, don't you think? It's only weird if you make it weird. And we're not thinking anything weird, are we? Exactly. Now stay still. Oh, you really are comfortable. That's good. Oh, good for me. If I'm too thick and I end up cutting off your circulation, please let me know. Thank you kindly. Now, do you want to continue the game? I like your eagerness. And you're being very respectful right now. Looking at me with those puppy dog eyes. But you are looking at my eyes. Oh, don't apologize for earlier. It was cute. Now, I'm going to place my arms around your neck, wrapping them a little loose. You will do the same around my waist. And this is a form of hug. There's many variations, but this will do for now. Now, hug me tighter. Put a little bit of strength into that hug. Good. I like this. Do you like this? I'm glad. This is the type of fun I want you to only have with me. Okay? Yay. I'm so happy. Thank you. That brings me to my next question. Have you ever received a kiss before? Well, that's your first one. And there may be plenty more where that came from. If you play the game properly. Honesty is the name of the game. Be honest with me, and you'll be rewarded. Now, one more thing before we really kick it up a notch. Have you ever been told that you're a good boy? Have you ever been really, really praised by someone before? Then you're in for a world of firsts tonight. Good boys like you are always so polite when it comes to introductions. You bow down to me as if I was some form of royalty. I found that to be really sweet. The way you stutter when you talk to me. And it's so difficult for you to make eye contact. You're so shy, aren't you? My shy cutie pie. So adorable. You don't have to be shy with me. But it does make praising you tons of fun. Look at me. Look me in my eyes. No, don't look away. Be strong. Just for this moment. Do you want to be my good boy? Good answer. Would you do anything to stay being my good boy? Oh, and worry not. I don't mean anything nefarious by that. Not trying to turn you into a criminal. I just want to prepare a cute thing like you for tons and tons of love. You seem oh so shy, but I know you can handle it. Giving you a push in the right direction can unlock so many wonderful things for you. I'll be the one to control you. To unlock your proper potential. Who's my good boy? Again. Who is my good boy? Still stuttering. I like it. A good boy like you deserves a reward before part two starts. Ready for it? I know you are. Don't be scared. Do what feels right. Good for a start. And I see you've relaxed a little bit more. See where your hands are. Oh, no. You don't have to move them. Don't apologize. That's where your hand should be. Holding my waist. I promise. That's exactly where they should have been since I've climbed on top of you. Oh, you are such a gentleman. Let's see if I can unlock a beast that's been stuck inside of you for so long. By the way, I very much so appreciate the fact that you're wearing sweatpants. It makes it easier to grind on you. I hope you don't mind. It seems like your cock doesn't. Oh, don't look away from me. I don't mind it. I take it as a compliment. Have you ever had someone lick, kiss, and bite your neck? Well, come here, sugar. It's fun to play with you. Aren't you happy you didn't go with my brother? We wouldn't have been able to do anything fun. I know you haven't done this before, so I'm just gonna stop with the game for now and ask you oh so kindly to touch my breasts. You see, I'm on birth control, and it has some interesting effects on the human body. Let's just say my nipples are extra sensitive right now. Knead my breast and pinch my nipples. You may get a special noise out of me. You will get a special noise out of me. Oh, no, you're doing good. Don't be scared. These noises coming out of me are normal. I'll tell you when to stop. If I want you to stop. Just keep looking at my face. Flick them a little bit. Good. Now you're going on your own. Good. You're doing what feels right. Keep pulling them like that. Good. Thank you. Good job. Now you're getting more into it. That's good, darling. Good boy. Very good boy. What else can I make you do for me? What did you say, darling? I don't think I heard you correctly. Oh, you are so... You are way too cute. You've never made love before. I haven't heard anyone refer to it like that in a long, long time. Especially to me. We'll get to that part. There's a few more steps to go. Give me your dominant hand, please. Because I need to check underneath your nails. Dirty fingernails can lead to disaster. And so can long fingernails too. But it looks like you are completely fine. So let's continue. With your same hand, put it between my legs. My thighs, darling. You'll see why. And you'll be happy that I wore a skirt. Have you ever touched a vagina before? Have you ever touched a vagina before? Answer the question. Good. Start rubbing then. Nice and slow. This isn't a race. And we surely have enough time. Good so far. A little lower. Yeah, that's better. Good boy. You're so good at kissing. Or you can mimic me very well. Either way, not bad. Not bad at all. Beginner's luck, huh? Yeah, I know. Now give me that neck. I know I shouldn't bite your neck, but I feel a deep need to leave a hickey on you. You're mine. And that makes you happy, doesn't it? Yes, ma'am. I think I'm starting to lose you. My good boy. Now move my underwear to the side. You're going to do something special for me. Shove those lovely fingers of yours inside of me. Let's see if you can find that hole by yourself. Oh, yeah, you found that very quickly now, didn't you? Pervert. Don't worry. I'm glad that you did. Do you know what to do? Like a piston. In and out. Keep your other hand at my waist. Or better yet, Move it further back. Get a nice handful of my ass. Yeah, that feels better. It's going to take a little restraint to not smother you with my chest. But if you want to, you can get a tit into your mouth and suck on it and bite it very gently. Oh, I definitely wouldn't mind. This is your moment to experiment. And I'm very willing to experiment with you. Don't be shy. Come to me. Yeah, that was a strong bite you did right there. I kinda liked it. Do it again. My breasts and my pussy. Are you sure you haven't done this before? Have you been lying to me? Then this is some really good beginner's luck. I'm not one to complain. And I won't start today. Get it out of your mouth real quick. I want to kiss you. I'm trying my very best not to hop on your fingers. Oh, how difficult it is. But I want to reserve my energy for something bigger. Do you have something bigger for me? I think I'm ready for you. You ready for me, darling? Well, my brother is surely on his way back, so we don't have much time, unfortunately. We cannot leave any evidence of what we're about to do, okay? So you're going to come inside of me. And don't freak out. I'm on birth control. And I'm more than ready to take a morning after pill. I sure hope you can come quickly. I'll make sure of it. First of all, lick your fingers. I want to see you taste me. Good boy. Do I taste good? Now let's get started. Oh, you're very smart for someone who's never done this before. Now, typically, I would need to get prepared. However, we've been preparing this entire time. Didn't you feel how wet I was? Oh, yeah. You're gonna slide in very easily. Now help guide me. I can feel how warm you are. And how wet that tip is. Well, this is gonna be so much fun. Thank you. May only have you halfway. Wait a moment. It's been a while. Let's continue. Help me lower down. Oh, yeah. Push me down. Come here. Okay. Grab my hips. And let's begin. So far, so good. I'm gonna do a little bit of deeper thrust now, okay? Oh, I feel so good. Grab me like You've learned so good. Yeah, bite my neck. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, you're really good at doing that. Oh, my fucking nipples. Saliva in my mouth. But I shouldn't drool like a dog for you. I shouldn't show you that just yet. And that drool can be used for other things. Good job. Yeah, I'm nice and filled up now. Good boy. God. Good job. You came very quickly, and so did I. We make a good team. You're my partner in crime now. So, don't tell my brother about this, okay? You want to do this again sometime in the future? And like, I don't know, tomorrow? Hell. I'd be up for another round right now. Unfortunately, who knows when my brother's gonna come back home. Oh, how unfair for us. Oh, fuck. Oh, thank God he forgot his keys. Quickly, pull up your pants. Shit, fucking scared me. Yeah, you look fine. God. Hey, idiot, you forgot your keys. Of course you did. I'm surprised you didn't forget your wallet. What? What are you talking about? We're fine. Nothing weird's happened. You just kind of startled me with all that knocking. I didn't expect it. Yeah. Man, that food smells great. Bring it on in. What? What's that smell? I don't smell anything other than the food. I think your mind's playing tricks on you. Hey, hey, dude. Do you know what he's talking about? Yeah, I don't know either. But do you see how that smells? Ooh, it's so good. You're going to love it. As much as you love something else. Oh my god, bro, you are hearing things or something. What did that drive do to you? Also, how was the traffic? I told you. As soon as you try coming home, that's when everyone comes out of the woodworks.